You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. This is Back Road to Nowhere.
Long came up. Zoom it, zoom it, zoom what? Bomb it out now. Zoom it, zoom it, zoom what? Bomb it out now. Zoom it, zoom it, zoom what? Bomb it out now. Zoom it, zoom it, zoom what? Bomb it out now. Zoom, 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 super zoom.
X-Ray FM, you're listening to Back Road to Nowhere. My name's Tom. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to go all girl groups this episode with a highlight on a new box set. Well, it's a double LP and double CD compilation from the Numero group. More on that in a second. We just heard from the Ikettes with How Come. Ikettes had a hit with I'm Blue. You might know that one. The band we heard before was the Bobettes, who had a hit with Mr. Lee in 1957, and their second single was Zoomy, which is what we heard 1958 on Atlantic Records. And until 7 o'clock, we'll be hearing sounds that come from late 50s, mostly early 60s, maybe some into the late 60s. But it's a genre that people call girl groups, and generally there are multi-female vocals harmonizing. Usually it's a teenage perspective, kind of a roots of doo-wop into R&B and pop, definitely made for the pop market. Though this new Merrill Group box set really goes into the basement, literally, of things that were recorded at home. We'll get into some big hits here, but we'll try to play some of the underplayed gems, some of the weirder ones. There are 56 tracks on the CD from this Numero Group comp, again called The Basement Beehive. And we're going to hear from a few of those that are on the CD, and then also if you get the LP, I think there's about half the amount of songs, maybe 28, but beautiful artwork, and extensive liner notes, and some incredible collages that are worth checking out online if you get a chance. So let's start with a band from Florida. They're called The Bells. They have a couple songs on this thing. And you're listening to X-Ray FM.
I went to buy me budget.
X-Ray FM, The Tonettes, out of 1966, originally on the Dynamic record label. That was My Heart Can Feel the Pain. But now you can get it on the New Marrow Group, Basement Beehive, The Girl Group Underground, 2LP or 2CD set with an amazing book and lots of information about the backstory behind these songs. That one recorded by Abe Epstein out of San Antonio. He responsible for the San Antonio sound, not quite as well known as the Wall of Sound that we'll be getting to in a second, but Abe had his place. The Tonettes were there, and before the Tonettes, we heard from the Monzas, the Contessas, the Chapels, Vicky and the Van Dykes, Tony and the Hearts, and we started off with the Bells doing Come Back. They also have a great one on this compilation called Melvin, where they spell it out. Same melody and setup as Gloria. Worth checking out. Again, that's the great work of the New Marrow Group, the Basement Beehive, the Girl Group Underground. And we're doing girl group stuff all hour. This is Back Road to Nowhere. Be here till 7 o'clock. Those are about as deep of girl group obscurities as you can get. We're going to go the other direction for a second. We're going to go to a dark place with this one. It starts dark because Phil Spector produces it, and everything he's done or done in his life period is dark. A dark person, and it's not... I don't know. I don't want to connect this to Phil Spector because really the story is about Carole King and Jerry Goffin, who were married at the time. Incredible songwriters responsible for hundreds of songs. The Brill Building, and this one is 1962, around that era. Carole King was also recording demos and making her own music. We'll hear from her in this set. We'll also hear from Little Eva, and I bring up Little Eva because before she started recording, she was the babysitter of Jerry Goffin and Carole King. And she told them about some bruises that she had, and that how she explained it was her boyfriend's actions were motivated by his love for her. So as disturbing as that is, Carole King and Jerry Goffin wrote this song, and the Crystals recorded it. So this is the Crystals with He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss. We'll hear from Carole King and Little Eva after that. Not exactly girl groups, but definitely trafficking in that world. So this is the Crystals on X-Ray FM.
He hit me and it felt like a kiss. He hit me, but it didn't hurt me. He couldn't stand to hear me say that I'd been with someone new. And when I told him I had been untrue,
he's so bad. He's a bad boy, a bad boy, oh
too young to be in love, and the boy and I would have to part. And no matter how I ranted and raved, I screamed, I pleaded, I cried. She told me it was not really love, but only my girlish pride. And that's called bad. She begged me to stay. I was sure I was right. And you know something funny? I forgot that boy right away. Instead, I remember being tucked in bed and hearing my mama say,
"Hush, little baby.
Suddenly, a breeze brought the willow to its knees.
1964. That's the Ronettes with Ronnie Spector on lead vocals, and who knows, on backup vocals. Darlene Love is in there somewhere, and whoever else is in that wall of sound. Also, The Willow Wept was the song we heard before that by The Heartbreakers. No one seems to really know anything about The Heartbreakers, at least in print that I've heard about who's on it. But I've heard it speculated that Ronnie Spector may have been the singer of that song as well. Another girl group giant, the Shangri-Las, we heard I Can Never Go Home Anymore. And we heard Little Eva with He Is the Boy, Carole King with He's a Bad Boy, and then the darkest of the girl group numbers by a long shot, I think, The Crystals, He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss. Apologies for that one if it's too dark, but the story, I think, is fascinating, sad as it is. The second song in this set will be by an unlikely girl group singer whose voice I think you'll recognize. So take a listen, see if you can guess who it is. Send me a text if you like. 971-220-5979. That's our text line. This next group is from New Orleans. One of my favorite girl groups, the Dixie Cups. And the song I'm going to play was recorded in 1964, but way back in 1953, there was a song recorded in New Orleans by James Sugarboy Crawford called Ico Ico. Didn't really do a whole lot as far as, like, wasn't a hit or anything. But fast forward 11 years later, and the Dixie Cups are in the studio, and Barbara Hawkins of the Dixie Cups had heard this song that her grandmother used to sing, and her and the girls were hanging around the studio recording, getting ready to record, I think just warming up, but the mic was running, the tape was running, the mic was on, and they were captured singing this song, which was not on the list. And you'll hear an ashtray, you'll hear a Coke bottle, you'll hear a chair in the studio. And then there's some overdubbing of a bass line and a tambourine or something. But here it is, Ico Ico by the Dixie Cups, one of the greats on X-Ray FM.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now. Ande, Giacomo Fino Anale, Giacomo Finale. Look at my king all dressed in red. Ico, Ico Ande, I bet you $5 he'll kill you dead. Giacomo Finale. Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now. Ico, Ico, Ande, Giacomo Fino, Anande, Giacomo Finale. My flag boy and your flag boy sitting by the fire. My flag boy to your flag boy, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now. Ico, Ico, Ande. Giacomo Fino Anane, Giacomo Finale. See that guy all dressed in green, Ico Ico Ande. He's not a man, he's a loving machine. Giacomo Finale. Talking about him now, him now, him now, him now. Ico Ico Ande, Giacomo Fino Anane, Giacomo Finale. Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now. Ico, Ico, Ande, Giacomo Fino, Anane, Giacomo Finale.
Gonna walk me home.
But when you walk out the door, I won't see.
Yeah, that was Dolly.
One little to get it off of my chest. I got to tell it.
Won't you be no fool?
I got to tell it.
Girl, shut your mouth.
I got to tell it.
Won't you be no fool?
I got to tell everybody how it misses me. Oh, well, I'm telling everybody all over town just what he's been. Put his business in the street. I gotta tell him.
Don't you be no fool.
Oh, I gotta tell him.
Girl, shut your mouth.
I gotta tell him.
Don't you be no fool.
I gotta tell everybody how it
is.
A big test.
He is.
Oh yeah. He's a talent house among these men. Ain't nothing to him. He's just a big bag of wind. I gotta tell him.
Don't you be no fool.